to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins. I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Is this thing on? Yes, it is. Of course it's on, because we're back on the air. Yes, this is the What Are You Reading comic book show. As the intro does say, week after week, I am your host, The Surfer, and we're here for the next hour talking comic books leading up to the Rants EM Radio coverage of WWE's Survivor Series with a pre-show at 6 o'clock and a post-show following the event if you're into wrestling. But right now, you can don't have to worry about wrestling because you can call in about comic books. You can do that on Skype. I'm on Skype at Silver Surfer _ forever if you want to call in and talk comic books, of course. And, got a big weekend for comic books because new movie came out this week, a highly anticipated movie, Justice League, part of the DC Cinematic Universe, the DCEU. And what did it do? Well, let's talk about it. Box office. No doubt it would come in number one. I mean, it had to have been a colossal failure to not come at number one. So this is the number one movie at the box office this weekend. Brought in a total of $96 million domestic. Now, it did make more money than Wonder Woman on Thursday night. Let's see, how does it compare to what wanted? Okay. It did not make as much as Wonder Woman for the weekend. Wonder Woman opened at $103 million to Justice League 96, which is less than they was hoping for and was speculating. And then if you add in the overseas total, which was another $85 million, its total worldwide is up to $281 million. So it's off to a decent start. It's mostly directed by Zack Snyder with some reshoots by Joss Whedon. And, if you seen the movie or haven't seen the movie, at some point, depending on who calls, we may get into a deep spoileric discussion about the movie, so we'll warn you about that. Thor Ragnarok in its third week has dropped down to third place. It added another $21 million to its $247 million domestic haul. Worldwide, Thor has passed the $700 million mark at $738 million. It could make a billion. I mean, it only got a couple hundred million to go. So we'll keep an eye on that. As far as animated movie Star opened this week, the animated story about how animals helped the birth of Christ. And it came in at $10 million for sixth place. It had a budget of $20 million. I don't know if that's a movie for everyone. I think a lot of religious people will enjoy the movie. I haven't seen it myself yet, but I'll get around to it eventually. Blade Runner came in 11th place. It's in its 7th week. It added only $600,000. It's made its domestic total $89 million, which is well short of its budget of $150 million. But when you add in the foreign, worldwide made $249 million, so you can't look at that as a bust, not with today's standards, where the worldwide market does count, especially if you can open a movie in China, which I believe Thor is opening in China. I don't know about Justice League. Let's see. Stanley, why are you sending me messages on Skype when you can send me messages in the chat room and I'll eventually get to it? Got a caller. Hold on for a sec, okay? Let me finish this out real quick. So, is there any other movies in the box office? No. Everything else is kind of low down the list. The closest thing is Kingsman is at 19. It's about to leave and go on Blu-ray, DVD, that type of thing. And like Wonder Woman's out, Guardians is out on DVD, Spider-Man, and so forth. So, you know, the only thing left really this year as far as comic book type movies is, of course, The Last Jedi, which will probably be the number one movie of the year. It's Star Wars. Their fans are, you know, they're going to see the movie more over and over. And I am joined by Mr. Hightower. How do you do, sir?
Come together right now.
What's up?
So you saw the movie?
Yeah. I saw the movie, man.
Okay. You know, I'm supposed to get a call from someone who said they were going to set me straight. Ooh. And Thomas.
Tony C?
No, Thomas.
Oh, Thomas.
Thomas Garcia. He said he saw the movie, and he did add me on Skype. So I'm just waiting for him to call me, whether he's really going to do it or not. But so what you think of the movie?
Man, it was okay. It wasn't good. It wasn't that bad as everybody saying it was. It was okay.
I'm glad there's people level-headed like you and me that actually see this movie for what it is, which is okay.
Yeah, so it's an okay movie.
It's an okay movie. It's like you got you know people that wanted to hate on this movie going in. One, yeah. I don't understand why you spent your money to go see it. But you already had it set in your mind it was going to suck, it was going to stink, because it's a DC, and most of the other movies haven't been up to what you like in a movie.
Yeah.
And then you have the big time DC fans, and they wore their DC color glasses, and they swear this is like the greatest thing they've
this
ever
movie
seen.
Of all time, I mean, yeah. And I'm a DC fanboy myself, but it was okay. It was one of those okay movies.
That's what I've been saying. Look, I'm probably watching it again just so I can probably pick up stuff I haven't seen. But overall, it's not that. Don't try to compare it to a top movie of all time. It's not even on the Dark Knight level. It's not.
You can't see what they keep comparing it to is they keep comparing it to the Avengers. It is not the Avengers. I'm sorry. Avengers put too much work into their stuff, and you know,
okay,
the people at DC threw it together.
Listen. Alright, now people, we're gonna get into some spoilers about this movie. So if you haven't seen it and you don't want to hear it, then you know, you can listen to this on the download later on Podbeam or iTunes. But okay, when the Avengers came out, there was two scenes in that movie that really, really excited you. The first time you saw on the screen at the same time, Thor, Iron Man, and Cap standing together, and that was like a mini, like yes. But the real thriller was when, after the Hulk, David Banner turned it. Sorry, I keep saying Bruce Banner turned into the Hulk, And then the Avengers were standing there in a circle, ready to battle. And the camera circled around them. And that was a scene that you did not get in Justice League. When you saw them all assembled, it did not give you that same thrill. It did not.
It didn't.
They tried to make it when they were rising up out of, you know.
It did for me for the Trinity, though, and Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, that did it a little bit. That did it a little bit. But, like, they tried to do it when they was all on that platform rising up and they all looking up. And that was supposed to excite you, and that didn't. And then when they came off that ship, they're standing there, and then they started to move. And I'm like, there's nothing exciting about that. So, look, and that's not me hating on the movie. It was okay.
One thing that I got excited for was seeing that all-out war with Steppenwolf and the gods, and seeing Zeus, and seeing Atlanteans, and seeing the Amazons all working together. That was one of my favorite scenes out of the whole movie.
Yes, that was a cool scene. And so where the hell was Zeus when you needed him this time?
Zeus was heckin' big, and I saw kind of like how the gods look like bigger, not hella big, but like bigger than most humans. I kind of liked it how they looked it.
But to me, the stain sealer in this movie was when Superman joined the battle, and that's when I was like, when he comes up. And he starts knocking around Steppenwolf like he ain't shit. And I'm like, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Because really he wasn't. Like, hold on, Surfer. Okay. Keep going.
If y'all didn't know Superman was coming back in this film, come on now. Y'all really didn't think they was killing off Superman and he was never going to be seen again. Now, how he comes back, well, I'll let you see the movies to see how he's what brings him back. But yeah, you know, you had to know he was going to be part of this movie. And so when it looked like, yeah, you know, Steppenwolf was just too much for the Justice League. Sorry, I lost my caller. I'm going to get him right back on. Hold on. Let me add you in. Let me call you.
Hello.
Yo. Okay.
Yeah. I had to. Something happened to my damn mic. Yeah. But that was one of my favorite scenes. I love that scene. But go ahead. You was talking about the scene where Superman was beating his ass.
Yeah. I mean, like, he just, you know, he just came in and started wailing on him. And at that point, it was like, what you need the Justice League for if Superman can handle this guy all by himself?
But Steppenwolf is he's from a New Genesis, right?
No, he's from Apocalypse.
He's from Apocalypse?
Yeah, okay. New Genesis are like the good light gods, you know, All-Father and stuff.
The All-Father, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought he betrayed All-Father. I thought he was on New Genesis first, but I guess he was on Apocalypse.
I don't know his whole backstory.
Yeah.
I just know he works for Darkseid.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. I do like all the characters. All the characters did come to life.
I can't say that.
The only person I cannot say that for is Batman. Everybody else,
I have no problem with Batman. You know why I don't like the characterization? I do not like. I do not like the Flash. I cannot stand what they've done to Barry Allen. I don't know what they was thinking. That is no Barry Allen I've ever read or seen or watched
like
a cartoon.
Wally West, huh?
He's not even a Wally West. Wally West is confident. Wally West cracks jokes because the reason why Wally West cracks jokes because he knows he's almost untouchable. And, you know, he's been doing it since he was a kid. So it's like been fun for him. Up until even when he took over and became Flash, he still had that same personality.
Well, it's
but
an exception.
This one, I mean, I've heard people say he seemed like he was autistic, and you know, just don't know how to socialize with people and
well,
afraid to go into a fight.
Need you kind of got a level on it when you need like a millennial superhero.
No, you don't. He is
our millennial superhero.
Listen,
he is.
Why? No, you don't need somebody to be a millennial. That's the problem with the world. That's why we get the leadership we got in this country, in this world.
Well, we do need a millennial superhero. Wasn't going to be a cyborg, whatever.
What is cyborg? Jewish superhero or something?
Cyborg, I mean.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm not excited for a Flash movie now. I mean, all the problems they've been having when they're keeping a director and everything and going back to the drawing board. I'm sorry, I want somebody more braver than this version of the Flash. You know,
he's a millennial Flash, I don't see no point in his boots.
I'm gonna go join this team because I have no friends. Why don't you have friends?
Because he's socially awkward. This is socially awkward.
No, that's what makes it cool. I don't need a socially awkward superhero. I don't.
Okay. You need to have some young guy like he just got his power, so he really don't know.
That's one of them. We don't know how long he's had his powers. We've seen him do something in Suicide Squad.
Didn't he trip? Like he's a rookie. He don't know what he's doing.
You know, the Flash can trip. It's not like when he runs, he can never.
I know, but tripped like up. He looked like a rookie out there. So
I'm sorry, he came across as a punk.
And that's what he's supposed to.
I don't want him. Then he's doing it. In my opinion, it's just my opinion. You're doing it wrong. You are doing it wrong. There's no way he should be like that. Listen, the Flash is a serious person. As you know, Barry Allen. You know, works for the CSI and police. He's a serious person, and he always feels that he has to get there to save the day. So that whole thing of, I've never been in a battle before. I was like, I'm done.
This is the beginning of
Flash. Bring in Grant Gustin.
I mean, this was kind of like an origin, not an origin, just time that, his coming out party.
This is some Zack Snyder shit. That then they had to try to make even funnier when Joss Whedon did his reshoots.
It ain't that bad. Let's talk about how bad Bruce Wayne is.
What's wrong with Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne, he's named Bruce Wayne.
Okay, what's wrong with Bruce Wayne?
He's not even Bruce Wayne, that's Ben Affleck. That's why I saw it in the movie. I saw Ben Affleck.
That's what you want to see. But he wasn't.
He did not play the part right. I'm sorry.
What did he do wrong?
He did not play Batman. Christian Bale played Batman. What's his name from Batman Returns played Batman. Even what's his name? Not Nicolas Cage. Who's that other guy?
Played Batman.
On Batman Returns.
That was the same guy playing the first Batman.
Was Batman. He was Bruce Wayne. Now, I give it to him. He was Batman.
Those first two Batmans I like, but he was not good as Bruce Wayne. That's one of the reasons why people like the Christian Bale so much, because he was good as Bruce Wayne and Batman. Now
Affleck was Ben Affleck, and then when he put on the suit, he was Batman. But when he was out, he was Ben Affleck.
Okay,
you see Big Ben.
What is his name in the first Batman movie? Michael Keaton. Yes, he was good as Batman because he looked, his chin worked in the suit. As Bruce Wayne, he wasn't that great. Now Val Kilmer was a good Bruce Wayne and not that good of a Batman. And then, of course, we know that he just messed up the role altogether. We got a new call on the line. Caller, introduce yourself, please.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear it? Why not?
Nope.
Y'all aware of turning up the volume on your phone?
No.
We hear you. I don't know. You got some kind of earbuds you can put in? No?
No.
Oh,
I can hear you guys now.
Okay. So introduce yourself to the call, to the listeners, please.
Tomas.
Oh, Tomas. And you know, I didn't know if you really existed or not.
I do
all
exist.
All these years, you've been giving me a hard time. Now, you said you was going to set me straight about this movie. So
yeah, that you don't know what you're talking about.
All right, I'm listening. I'm listening.
No, go ahead. The floor is yours.
I mean, I've laid down my opinion. You know, you listened to my review, and this show's for the callers. So, what was your thoughts on the movie?
It was great.
Why?
The story was great. The characters are great. Everything was.
Do me a favor. Tell me what the story was about.
You mean what it was about?
Yeah.
Justice League.
Yeah, but it's Justice League. But what was the story? What story did you see in this movie?
Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
No, I'm not asking you about the characters. This was the Justice League story, okay? Steppenwolf tried to conquer the Earth one time before and was turned away, and now he thought once Superman was dead, he had an opportunity to do it again. And Batman brought together these other heroes that he saw in Lex Luthor's drive in order to try to send him away, but in the end he thought that wasn't enough, and he went to drastic methods to make it so they could stop him. That's the storyline. And the storyline wasn't the worst thing, but it was just okay. You think I don't like the movie. I just thought the movie was okay. I'm not saying it's terrible, but I don't think it's great either.
Well, was it better than Batman Superman?
Yes. That's not a high bar, though. It's not better than Wonder Woman. It's better than Batman Superman. This is only my opinion. It's not better than Batman Superman. It's better than Batman Superman. It's better than Suicide Squad. I don't think it's as good as Wonder Woman. I don't think it's as good as Man of Steel.
No. Hell no, it's not.
All right. I'm gonna rank them in the order I think they are, and I don't count. I'm just a nobody. Wonder Woman's first, Man of Steel second. Justice League is third, Suicide Squad is fourth, Batman v Superman is fifth. Now, if you want to add in that Green Lantern movie, you can put that down sixth.
Dead last. Dead last.
Now, you know, if you want to see something else, okay. I mean,
it was just an overall okay movie. I did like even though I fucking hate this Lex Luthor, I did like the actual end credit. They got Deathstroke looking right.
Well, listen, the betrayal of Lex Luthor in Batman vs. Superman was terrible, but that doesn't mean they can't course correct him.
He's still doing the same. Oh, yeah, you know. If you want to talk about millennial, there go your millennial
Going forward, depending on who's directing these movies, you know, I guess Zack Snyder is still going to do Man of Steel 2, but I don't know. Maybe DC.
I thought Batman versus Superman was Man of Steel 2.
No. It kind of morphed in it. It kind of morphed from Man of Steel 2 to Batman v Superman, but they're still doing a Man of Steel 2. You know, maybe we'll get that same Luthor. Maybe someone else will smooth him out some and make him into a more.
You gotta smooth him out. He can't be. Well, you know, Batman. He's like, dude, who are you, the Joker or Riddler?
Yeah, because we used to. Listen, what did you go back to the original?
Yeah, better. He would have been a better Joker. He would have been a better Joker than Leto. That's what they should have did. They should have made Leto Luthor and do Joker.
Listen, what do you go back to the original mad scientist Luthor? Or the fat businessman Luthor, the 80, or the morphing of what he is like now, like in the Justice League cartoon, where he's a combination of both. He's super smart and he's a businessman, and you know, if he don't have to get his hands dirty, he won't. But then, you know,
he's very simple. He talks like this. He's very articulate,
and he's
that's what I need.
He's very confident.
He's very confident. Yeah. That's what I need.
Even in the Justice League action show, you know, when Luthor shows up, he's like, hey, I'm smarter than all you clowns. I mean, what you going to do about it?
And so energized and jittery and, well, you know what? I don't have no time. I hate that Luthor. I hate that. I just like that actor. I do not like him because he's like he's played every... It's just him playing every other movie. Just him. He can't act like nobody else. I don't understand why everybody liked this dude.
Oh, Tomas, somebody said they don't think you saw the Justice League movie in the chat room.
Why is that?
I don't. Well, I don't know. They just
and they didn't like the way Deathstroke looked at the end of the ending.
I thought he looked spot on.
He looked spot on.
He looked spot.
He looked like Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, nah.
Now it's possible that he was designed after Snake Plissken, but he looked spot on to me.
Snake Plissken's from Escape from New York.
Yeah, I know that. Now, let's see. What year did Escape from New York come out?
81.
And when did the new Teen Titans comic book originally come out?
70s, wasn't it?
All right, then I think Deathstroke would be before Snake Plissken because he showed up in issue number two.
I'm not talking about Snake Plissken. I'm talking about Snake from Metal Gear Solid, the video game.
Snake from Metal Gear Solid would be based off Deathstroke.
Deathstroke. Yeah, he is kind of based off of Deathstroke if you really want to put it into point.
Just like Deadpool is based off Deathstroke.
It's a funnier version.
No, I'm just saying, like... He was trying to make his own version of Deathstroke. Now other people came along and made him into this funny break the fourth wall character that you see today. And his new trailer came out. Everybody was just going off on the internet. Wet on Wet, where he's doing Bob Ross.
It looks like crap.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, my
trolling.
God.
Nah, the first Deadpool movie sucked. The first one was
on, dude. You're trolling. Nah. No, now you're trolling.
Sure. I didn't like it at all.
You gotta be trolling.
No.
So tell Mr. Hightower your favorite movie this year. What movie did you say was the best out of all these comic book related movies?
Transformers?
No. Get out of here. This guy is trolling, bro. You can't be serious. This guy can't be serious. Nah. There's way more better movies than that, man.
There was a reason why I wanted to go into a story real quick.
Okay.
What is that? Oh, man.
Did you guys talk about Punisher yet?
Oh, no. We'll get into it. We got 25 minutes before I have to get off the air for the pay-per-view coverage. We'll get into it now real quick. So Punisher dropped this Friday on Netflix, 13 episodes. I've only gotten to 3 so far.
2 for me.
And, it's intense so far. You know, got off to
it's looking good.
It got off to a real strong start with him shooting somebody in the head while they're in Mexico and he's in El Paso, Texas.
That was a good scene.
And then, like, you know, he thinks his mission is over, his war is over, and now he's just trying to find a way to keep himself from going crazy. We're working on a construction site,
trying to cope with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. And I actually, he is the Punisher. This guy, I do like it.
And they've
as the Punisher.
Of course, they've been slowly showing you what over in the Middle East. You know, that screwed him over in the first place, you know. They haven't. They. I don't think they got into the part where like why they came after him, right? I know they were sent on a mission. That he was telling them, look, this is not a good idea. This is going to be a trap. We're going to get fucked up. And they didn't listen to him, and plenty of people died.
But on two, I do like when he finally killed those three guys from the construction site.
Yeah, you know that was coming.
You didn't know that was coming.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I mean, they fucking with him every time they see him. You think that wasn't coming?
Oh no, I knew it was coming. I just liked that scene. I liked how they did it.
Thomas, how many episodes have you watched so far?
Zero.
So you don't plan on watching it?
Nope.
Okay. You already know you're not gonna like it.
Yeah, I don't like any of those Marvel Netflix shows.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm proud of you because I've been trying to convey to you, if you know you're not gonna like it going in, don't bother. And that's fine, you know. What TV shows do you like?
Stranger Things.
We talking about comic book shows.
Let's see. I used to watch Superboy back in the day.
No, I'm talking about now.
Oh, now? Nah, nothing now.
Uh-oh, my team just got the ball again. Sorry. You know, my football team's off. So no Gotham, no Lucifer, no Supergirl, no Arrow, Flash, Legends.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Did you like the Inhumans?
Never saw it.
Okay. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Nope.
Are you looking forward to Krypton or the Runaways? Come on, next week. You gonna watch that?
Yeah, I'll probably see that. Good.
What about Cloak and Dagger?
I haven't seen Cloak for
that
yet.
No, that hasn't come out yet. No. What about iZombie?
Never saw it.
Well, that's a good one. You should watch iZombie.
Is that DC comic?
Yes.
Or Image? I was thinking about Image.
It's DC. It's like, it's so good that you don't even. Like, it's so consistently good that you don't even bother to judge it. If that makes any sense, it's like you never feel like they've done they do a bad episode, and it's never a great episode, but it's always just good enough. So, so when that comes back on you, what about Riverdale? I can't sit up and watch Riverdale.
I did watch it, but I kind of fell off it.
You said what's Riverdale?
Archie.
No, I don't watch Riverdale.
Walking Dead?
I stopped watching it last year.
Okay.
Got too boring.
What are you reading?
Right now?
Yeah.
Just some DCs.
Like what?
Have you been reading Dark Metal? Dark Knight? Dark Knight's Metal. Well, you should have been reading it.
Are you going to get serious? Are you going to get Doomsday Clock?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm gonna read that too. Well, Marvel got a new editor in chief, CB Sabalsky.
You talking about editor in chief for comics?
Yes.
Okay, because
CB Sabalsky has been promoted to editor-in-chief, and Laxo Alonso is no longer editor-in-chief, effective immediately. The two sides came to terms on, you know, him stepping down, and I don't think that's a bad thing, because I think if editors-in-chief can, you know, they can work for a time, but after a while, I think if you want to move forward, you do need to change up, and you know, Alonzo was editor-in-chief since 2001, so he's been around for like 6-7 years, and them getting a new editor-in-chief was probably a good thing. Now, I don't know, like maybe they thought that sales was down, or the storylines wasn't working, or
I'm telling you, ain't nobody buying. Well, where I'm at, ain't nobody really buying Marvel comics. It just sit up there and collect dust. Most of their comics.
Well, somebody buying it because they, you know.
I mean, they still buying it, but I'm talking about like X-Men, Gold and Blue, Jean Grey, the Royals, like stuff like that, goofy stuff that is just not interesting. They really need to step up in the comic book world. They got that movie, now they need to step up in the comic book world because nothing is interesting me with Marvel right now.
Well, I can't agree with that, but you know, to each his own. So you a big fan of Zack Snyder?
Oh no.
No, you think he sucks? He's a hack?
Actually, you know what? I take that back. I liked Watchmen.
Yeah, I like Watchmen too. Oh my god, we agree on something. Oh man, I need to rethink my life. No, but seriously. There's an online petition for them to release the Snyder cut version of Justice League on DVD. It's gone to over 30,000 signatures so far. And it's trying to get up to 35. Now, yeah. I have to admit that I do have a morbid curiosity to see the Snyder original version before they started doing reshoots. Because it's said to be unwatchable. So I would like to see it. I mean, I'm not going to like lose sleep or anything or think I have to see that version of it. If I get a chance to.
That would be so funny if that was a better version.
If it was a better version, they wouldn't have never did reshoots. I mean, like Snyder was going to do the reshoots before he had his tragic event in his family, but yeah, they looked at it and they showed it to people and they came to the conclusion we need to do some changes.
Who are they exactly showing it to?
Well,
because they show it to actually critics that don't.
No, like, they showed the people, like okay. You know, out in Hollywood,
show it to the right people.
Out in Hollywood, you know, they do screen these things to people, you know, in advance to see. To gauge what people think about a movie. And I'm not talking about the advanced screenings you get like a weeks before. I'm saying like this was, you know, months ago when they came with the decision we need to change some things about it. So maybe they have a plan for that. I also think that maybe
Surfer, I'll be right back.
Okay. I also think that there's going to be a longer cut of Justice League when it comes out. Because it does look like they left some things out. You know, we do know there was people that was supposed to be in the movie that got cut out. Like Kelsey Clemons as Iris West never showed up. And Robin White never showed up in the movie.
And, Robin White?
Yeah. She filmed some scenes for the movie. It might have been during that flashback scene.
Yeah.
But... You know, another thing about Justice League, you know, there was a picture going around about the difference in the way the Amazons dressed in the Wonder Woman movie and the Justice League movie. The Amazons and Wonder Woman, you know, directed by a woman, designed by a female costume designer, they're wearing armor. And then in Justice League, they're wearing tight leather. With a lot of skin showing.
Okay. Is that a big deal?
Kinda. I mean, it just seems like one just seemed like it's a, you know, it's meant to be a fanboy's wet fantasy. And the other one, you know, looks more practical. Like if you had warriors, they would wear armor. They wouldn't wear tight leather.
Okay. I don't see a problem with that. That's some stupid shit.
Because you're a man, you're a pig, man. No.
I really don't see. What if they was like, oh, they wasn't gonna have this problem. They was like, wasn't ready to battle Steppenwolf at that time.
And what? No, come on now. They were warriors. Why? What? So So what do you think? They woke up one day in their pajamas and said, we got to go to battle?
Who knows?
No, come on now. Anyway. Okay. No, no. But listen, this is the other thing. News-wise. Has nothing to do with what you said. Now, we know that Disney was trying to acquire 21st Century Fox. And there's other people trying to get it, too. Comcast is trying to buy Verizon. And Sony wants to buy 21st Century Fox.
I'll give it to Sony.
Sony can't get half their characters right. Why wouldn't you want it all to go back home to Marvel?
Because I think Marvel, now I'm thinking, I was thinking about, can Marvel really do it right?
They can't do their own characters right.
Yeah, I'm talking about can Marvel Studios really redo the X-Men?
Yes, I think
can they do Deadpool? No.
They might not
Fox,
do, no,
Fox
listen,
is good with Deadpool.
Listen, they might not have done Deadpool the way Fox did it.
Yeah.
But
you feel me?
I don't think Deadpool would have been a bad movie either. Now,
yeah, but he would have been a little bit more PG though. PG-13.
Yes, he would have. And so it would have been less blood, less cursing. Yeah, sure. And more jokey. But, you know, Marvel definitely needs to get the Fantastic Four back.
Because Fantastic Four is messed up. That damn remake
was
terrible.
But it's going to be interesting to see who was able to get these assets from 21st Century Fox. It got out that Disney was in, and then it's like, no, they're not. And I think it's just a ploy to try to see who'll pay up the most money.
But I mean, if Sony will still work with them though, work with Marvel though. I bet
yeah,
you if
Sony,
Sony
and Marvel have not had the problems that. Yeah.
They're working on it together. If I was them, I will just split it down the middle, have Sony and Marvel go into business with each other and both grab it 50-50.
Well, we'll find out soon enough, you know, what happens, and I don't know which company you're rooting for. What do you think that...
Let me get it. Let me own the fucking studio.
What do you think... Disney's getting too big and trying to take over the world, or what?
Shit, Disney gonna end up grabbing WWE in a minute. Nah.
Now, I've told you who my hero is, right?
Yeah.
Why you listen to me on wrestling shows? Who I said my hero is?
The Rock.
Have you seen his new trailer yet for Rampage?
Rampage, yeah. I forgot about that game. I used to play that game all the time. Now, I do not like that movie.
You think it looks bad, huh?
It looks bad. It looks real bad. He's not gonna make no money from that movie. I guarantee you that.
Listen, I don't know if it's gonna be a blockbuster, but I don't think it's gonna be. Depending on when it's released. And this was just the first trailer. We, you know, the other trailers may turn it around, but yeah, I'm surprised.
Why would you base that out of every video game? Why would you base Rampage off of that? Like, that doesn't make any type of sense.
Of giant creatures destroying the city.
That's a game, though. Like, if we talking about games, we got stuff
come on
like
now,
The Last
come
of
on,
Us.
Come on, The Rock. Sorry, but The Rock can stop earthquakes. He can stop giant monsters. Okay, he can stop anything.
It's gonna be a forgetful Rock movie again. He might be the highest paid actor, but he's not the best actor out there. I'm sorry.
Know.
He
the
needs
best actor
a serious
don't always
role
make,
now.
The best actor doesn't always make the most money.
I know, but he needs a serious role. It's time for him to step out of the action thing, get skinnier, start doing slave movies or something.
Come on now, dude, you're out of your mind. Don't even come on this air talking about doing a slave movie.
You, hey, You want the big buck? I mean, you want an Oscar?
I don't need no slave movie. I'm sorry. I don't
need
it.
Like a Django movie, you mean?
No freaking Django.
he gotta no, or just something serious, like something like a family, like, you know, drama, something that's very serious, man. He needs to
try doing that already.
No, he needs to do it again. Like, Walking Tall was a good movie. I don't care what nobody say. Walking Tall was a good movie from him. Mm-hmm. That was one of my movies I liked from him. He needs to be back in serious roles. Get skinnier. Nobody want to see the big jacked up Rock. Let's see a skinny homeless Rock or something.
Homeless. Let's man, step this man's going to be Black Adam. Know. What's wrong with you?
He made a serious movie not too long ago. I forgot the name of it, though. Played like a cop.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called.
Or like, what's the name was really good too, even though it was actually the San Andreas.
Yeah, he stopped the earthquake. But I mentioned Inhumans earlier, and it said the ratings were so bad it hurt 2020.
Terrible. I haven't even saw a show and I'm calling it terrible.
It was done too cheaply, and It's sad because I'm an Inhumans fan, but they did not.
I am too.
I'm putting no effort into
reading those comics. I'm a big Inhuman fan, and I just don't know what's going on with them.
Well, they didn't put no money behind it.
It should have been made into a movie. That was supposed to be a movie, especially me just reading all the Inhuman comics. It's more of a movie.
Well, I don't think that's ever going to happen now. I think Feige never wanted to do it as a movie. His boss at the time wanted to.
Okay.
Once Feige took over, he kind of.
Who's over those characters? Marvel got those characters, right?
Right. Marvel was trying to make him into their new versions of the mutants.
It will happen. I guarantee you it will happen.
And in Sony, you know, they're so busy trying to use their Spider-Man property so much that they are talking about doing a Morbius film set in the Spider-Man universe. It says Sony's looking to expand Spider-Man's shared universe with the film creators of Morbius Living Vampire. Power Rangers by writer Burke Sharpless and Matt Shazamis developed the script, which is submitted to Sony after a secret development process. And of course, he was created by Roy Thomas and Gil Kane. He debuted in October 71 in Amazing Spider-Man 101. And his name is Dr. Michael Morbius, a Nobel Prize scientist who attempted to create a cure for his own rare blood disease using vampires. Instead of finding a cure, Morbius turned himself into a vampire-like figure who needs to consume blood in order to live. Now, he's not a real vampire, but he has vampire-like qualities, so... Would anybody be excited to see a Morbius movie? No? Guess not. Did we lose anybody on Skype? Let me check.
No.
No, okay. Are you excited for the Black Cat Silver Sable movie? No? Black Cat Silver Sable.
Who the fuck is that? No, never heard of it.
They're Spider-Man characters.
No, don't care.
What about the Venom movie?
No, don't care about that movie either.
Is Carnage going to be in it?
I don't know if Carnage is going to be in it or not. Hold on a sec. Hey. We got a new caller. What happened? I added him, and then he hangs up. See if we can get him back. William.
Yes, sir.
Did your team win tonight?
Yes, my team won.
Damn, man. I'm glad I didn't put no money on it. What's up? We only got a few minutes left.
Man, okay. I want to get your opinion on something.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get your opinion, first of all, on Dragon Ball Super. What did you think about that last night?
I liked it. You know, Goku's trying to control the Ultra Instinct, but he still haven't gotten it mastered yet.
Yeah.
And apparently he's better at letting his body work work by himself when it comes to dodging, but he's still thinking when it comes to his attacks, and it's slowing him down a bit. Plus, he can't, like, when he released all the energy, it's like, why are you releasing that energy? You need to hold that energy in order to, you know, keep it. You know, it ran out on him again. So now he's going to be vulnerable in the next issue, next couple of episodes. For all those who know who we're talking about Dragon Ball Super, which has been going on in Japan now. They just got done the third season here on regular TV.
Yeah.
But in Japan, they're on like the fifth or sixth season, where they're doing this tournament where it's like 12 universes, and yep, it's 8 universes competing, and the winning universe gets to live and all the other universes get erased. And so everybody put their strongest fighters in there, but this one universe got this one fighter, he's just so freaking strong that it looks like nobody can beat him unless Goku gets the strength, who's of course the main character, to find a way to beat him eventually. And he might not even beat him in this series, which at this point he doesn't really have to beat Jiren, because it's not about who's the strongest, about how many fighters are left in a universe. And right now, Universe 7 has the advantage with 7. If no one gets eliminated, they're gonna walk away with this.
You know they're gonna walk away with it anyway, because Super is before Z. So you know they're going to walk away with it anyway. The only question is who's going to win it.
Well, if you know, it's, the manga said that the wish goes to the most outstanding fighter. If you go by who's done the most eliminations so far, that would be Vegeta.
Yeah.
And with Goku slowly catching up, and Jiren's only eliminated 2 people. Mm-hmm. Even though he may be eventually the strongest. Like, Goku may not be able to get to him strength-wise, but he's only eliminated 2 people. And then he decided to take a nap, which is not going to get you to win when your universe only has 3 people left. And I don't know. Universe 6 may go out next, which I think it would be sad if they eliminate Universe 6 before the end of the tournament.
Oh, 6 done. 6 done. Then they're making is they're not strong enough.
Well, we don't know that.
I do. Because if you look at, even if they merge into a Super Namek, Piccolo's already a Super Namek.
True.
Just by that alone.
But listen, you're assuming that the 6th universe, you know, Namekians, and the 7th universe, the Namekians, are the same, and they might not be. Well, in the 6th universe, the 7th universe Americans, they grow up to be peaceful for the most part. You have a few warriors, but in the 6th universe, they all might be evil fighting motherfuckers. You don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they're stronger than what Piccolo is. Maybe they're not. I doubt they might not be stronger than Gohan, so they keep messing with Gohan. Gohan is gonna eliminate him, but
yeah. But I hope Vegeta wins the whole. I hope he does. That he wins the whole thing. It's about time he gets some shine and some love. And I hope Ribrian gets thrown out next week.
Well, that's the thing. I would have thought that this other universe could get eliminated before 6. I think 2 is down to only a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 11, well, if they could trick Jiren into eliminating himself, you know, the rest can be thrown out with no problem.
Right.
Even though they're pretty strong themselves. But, you know, in a couple of weeks, some universe is going to get eliminated. So we're going to find out who that is. Anyway, I got to wrap this show up because we got to get off the air. And, of course, I appreciate Tomas calling in. You're my new best friend now. Are you happy?
Is Mr. Hightower still there?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mr. Hightower.
What about him? Hey, well, no, he's an old friend.
I just want to ask him about the Star Wars real quick.
Yeah.
Because you said, where'd you get your tickets for him? For the Last Jedi, where'd you buy your?
I bought them online.
You know where I got my tickets from? With no problem, no hard. I used the Atom app.
No, because I got mine on Fandango from the IMAX in Dublin. Because I'm in the Bay Area too.
Oh, you in the Bay Area too?
Yeah, I'm in Hayward, so.
Oh, you should hook up then.
Yeah, so you should go to the IMAX in Dublin because that's the real IMAX screen.
That's the real IMAX.
Yeah, the Emeryville one's a fake one.
Oh, that's the fake one. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for telling me. I'm gonna try to go up over there. Yeah. Once I get my car.
Well, because
that's a real IMAX screen, and then the one in San Francisco.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to talk about the shows here on Rant Yam Radio, starting in a few minutes with the pre-show for the WWE Survivor Series, and then the post-show following tomorrow is the Sports Report 11:15 Tuesday doubleheader. Shining Wizards at 7, Rant at 9, Thursday's Rant and Wrestling. Friday, Turnbuckle Throwback. We'll be back next Sunday, 5 p.m. What are you reading comic show? We're off the air now. I'm out. Peace.